Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to say hello because, once again, WAMC's very own Ian Pickus gets to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Excited for this week's show. But before I put you on the hot seat, let's clear up that challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase missing piece. Rearrange the letters to spell the six-letter names of two members of a group of 12. What are the words?
Well, first you had me looking through the apostles, but that didn't quite work. But finally, this Scorpio found out that it was Pisces and Gemini.
That is correct.
Well, Mike, all this week, mourners have been remembering the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, better known in pop culture as the notorious RBG. The legal trailblazer died at age 87, setting up a fight over the makeup of the court for years to come. In honor of RBG, this week, I'll give you a category, and you supply answers that fit the category, starting with the letters R, B, and G.
Okay, there's only three of them this time, so that's good.
Last name of baseball Hall of Famers who went into the Hall of Fame as Yankees.
Ooh. I'll go to the end of the letters, and I'll say Gehrig for G.
Yes, also acceptable, Lefty Gomez, Joe Gordon, Goose Gossage.
How did I not think of Lefty Gomez? Yogi Berra?
Yes, and he's the only B for this category. Well done.
Does Phil Rizzuto count?
Yes, although that wouldn't have been the first one I expected to hear. That is correct.
Oh, Babe Ruth. Wow. Sorry, I don't think of him as a Yankee.
Spoken like a Red Sox fan. Alliteratively, Red Ruffing is also on this list, and a very recent addition to the Hall of Fame. Can you think of that one?
Oh, is Mariano Rivera?
Good job. Last names of U.S. presidents.
G for Garfield.
Yes, there's a second G if you can think of it.
Grant. I can think of an R. I can probably see the R from where I am. Roosevelt, both of them.
Yes.
And
the third R will lead you to both Bs.
Oh, Reagan is the other R, and both Bs, thank you, is Bush.
Right. The only one you've left off here is the only bachelor president.
Buchanan.
Okay, for this next one, you got a lot of options. World capitals.
So let's see. So Berlin for B for Germany.
Yes, that's a good one.
Oh, well, there's Rome.
Yes. If you think of a country in our hemisphere.
All right, let's see. So what country is beginning with G? Is the capital of Guatemala, Guatemala City?
You're so good at this, Mike. Let's go back to sports for number four.
All right.
NBA teams.
So there's the Rockets. B would be Bulls. Oh, the Raptors is the other R. Oh, and the Bucks is the other B. What's the G? Oh, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes, when you take an adjective and make it a noun. And finally, Weezer albums.
Can I cheat and say the Blue Album and the Green Album?
Yeah, those are two of the answers, so it's not cheating.
Oh, good. Okay. The R is, it's such a weird cover. I'm going to get the word right. It's called Ratitude.
They also have a Red Album.
I was wondering about that. I was going to make the joke if I could do Red, Blue, and Green, but I didn't know if Red was a real one.
You can do Red, Blue, and Green, and you can also do Red, Black, and Green. And then there's also the White and Teal albums. And hold your letters. I know that the albums are technically self-titled, so they have a bunch of albums called Weezer, but we're trying to have fun here. Well, Mike Nothnagel went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me. I am sure that he has a couple of extra ones over there, and he's also got a challenge. Ian.
Start with the letters RBG. These consonants alone appear in the last name of exactly one of RBG's predecessors on the court. Who is it? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.